We're now moving over to the Clane Maynooth Municipal District, where Social Democrats councillor Peter Melrose joins me on the line now. Peter, good morning. Thanks for holding the line there. And we are looking at your motions from the recent MD meeting. Peter, your first one to the council is in relation to engaging with Maynooth University on the upgrading and reopening of the Leinster Street car park. Is that because students are struggling to find parking in Maynooth?
Yeah, it's definitely one of the reasons, yeah. So people will know just where the health centre is. There's a car park there. It was used as, I guess, a base for vehicles and materials while the Butley House student accommodation is being developed. That's now finished and open, and I'd like to see the car park brought back into use. I specifically asked them to explore a mobility hub. So we have a great example of a mobility hub opened in the Meath in Lidl on the Strathland Road. And a mobility hub doesn't just cater for cars, but also bikes, e-bikes, cargo bikes, EV charging, all of those things. To try and get people moving and active travel as much as possible, I think would be a great benefit for people using our rail services to be able to either park and ride or cycle and get on the train. And, of course, it would benefit the students in the university. I feel like it's a win-win situation, and I'm hoping to engage with the university on it.
All right. And speaking really of kind of the different ways of transport, you've also asked the council that they review the bike rack provision in Kilcock. You're looking for an implementation plan subject to funding and resources there.
Yeah, long-standing request from the community in Kilcock around increasing the infrastructure. People tend to not cycle if they don't have somewhere where they feel safe to leave their bikes. And in Kilcock, there's a real lack of those kind of bike racks, secure bike racks in the town, which is, you know, we've got the canal there. It's a relatively small town, easily traversable on a bike. But we need to have the infrastructure there for people to leave their bike and feel safe about leaving it at certain places. So I'm going to meet the county engineer for responsibility for sustainable transport. I'm going to meet him on site next week. We're going to do a walkabout of the town. I'm going to show him locations that have been suggested to me, and we're going to go from there. But very positive sounds coming back about having more bike infrastructure in the town.
And moving then over to Strathfin, you've asked that the council provide an update on progress made to deliver a playground for that area. What were the council, what did they come back with?
I didn't come back much, really. It's the same answer we've been getting as long as I've been a councillor and well before it as well, saying that the suitable site needs to be identified. I'm sure the residents of Strathfin are very familiar with the 2024 renewal master plan for the village, and a playground took centre stage in that document, and the suitable sites were identified. I know that there are ongoing discussions with landowners and interest groups about those sites. The council would say that some of them turned out to not be viable. Well, that was just one site. There are several others around the village that would be suitable. Strathfin is a fast-growing village. There are lots of young families now in Strathfin, and we need to be able to provide for them. So it's something that I'm going to take back to the community, because I'm a bit tired of it being raised by myself and other councillors and getting the same answer and not seeing any progress on it. If it's put in a plan, I fully appreciate that doesn't mean it's 100% going to happen, but it's a statement of intent. And given the amount of space it occupied in that document, I would have thought it would be prioritised to a higher degree by now. So it's something that I'm really going to put the foot down on.
All right. And your final question, Peter, to the council is in relation to an update on the status of a new local area plan for Kilcock. You're asking about any upcoming preferred timelines for its progression. Were the council able to give you any information about this?
I mean, they were. But again, myself and other councillors have raised this numerous times. I do always ask for something called preferred timeline. So I'm not trying to pin anybody, but just to give a general idea. That timeline has been pushed back several times. It's now looking like Q4 2026, so that's the last 3 months of the year. And it should be noted that it's contingent on the completion of a local transport plan. Now, anyone who is familiar with the Maynooth local area town, which was ratified last year, knows that the transport plan took up a huge amount of the local plan and didn't form it, so I appreciate that. But that information was put in without a timeline for that. So we don't know, you can't say that the settlement plan is going to be due, you don't know when the transport plan is going to be due. So I'm waiting to hear back for a concrete answer on it, because essentially the plan can't move forward until that's done. And Kilcock is one of the fastest growing towns, not just in Kilgate and Kildare, but according to the CSO of the last census, one of the fastest growing towns in the country. And we not only need to meet the current demand, but we need to have a serious think about the future demand. And when we are granting permission for huge amounts of housing, there has to be engagement with the infrastructure, the physical and social infrastructure of a town. Otherwise, we're going to end up with our resources being choked.
And do you think the council kind of realised the weight of that, that Kilcock is one of the fastest growing towns in Ireland, and that, you know, having stuff like the local area plan and the local transport plan, those are the key steps that they need to have in place in order to make sure that the area is suitable for people now and also in the future?
You know, it's interesting. So I'm in Kildare 5 years now. So my experience of Kilcock is a town that's been growing, but historically it is known as a small town. I wouldn't call it a big, but a small town, but it's been transformed. In 2026, it is an active commuter town, and that's why I and others pushed so hard for the Dart Plus West to be extended to Kilcock to try and ensure that future infrastructure is available. But I think there's still that legacy of Kilcock not being given the same platform as other towns in North Kildare. And I think it's, I see it as my job and my priority to make that clear, that Kilcock is growing rapidly and we need to cater for it, and we need to make sure that the infrastructure is there, not just now, but into the future.
All right, Peter, thanks for joining us on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is Social Democrats councillor Peter Melrose on the Clane Maynooth Municipal District on those motions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting. Peter, thanks again.